Hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to another episode of Connected and Committed Podcast.
We're glad to have you back with us.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Ma'am.
Yes, everyone. I don't know.
If you're a ma'am, good for you.
Technically, right at this time, we are currently in Europe.
Yeah.
But as we record it right now, we are still no mom. But we are, yeah. We hope that you guys have had a great week. Mm-hmm. Again, if you have not signed up for group coaching program or group coaching mentorship, now's time to do it. I'm unsure of how many spots we have filled at this point. But we were only taking 20.
Yeah. When is it starting again?
January 27th. Okay. I am correct. January 27th at 10:30 a.m. CST is when the first class enrolls and the first class starts. So if you have been on the fence or you've been thinking about doing it and been wanting to join,
do it.
Like, this is the time. Like, I really, like, I know that this is going to be really, really, really helpful. Like, think of it as an intensive boot camp experience. Like, this is going to, if you just need to get freedom, like, now, and you know that you need something that's just kind of a little bit more handholding and a little bit more intensive, this is a program. We're working with proven things that have been really helpful for us. At the end of it, you really will feel free and full of a sound mind and actually
feel equipped
to know how to manage your anxiety when it shows up for you.
Yeah.
It won't be something that controls you any longer. You'll have control of your anxiety, and that is huge.
Yeah. We want you to be free from anxiety. We don't want you to have to deal with that every single day, because we've been there, and it's sucks.
It does.
And it destroys everything around us, and it destroys just your experience of life in general. Like, living with anxiety is just, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. You're not really yourself when you have anxiety, and so you can't expect to make decisions that are aligned with who you are when you have anxiety. So
we want
freedom for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, we have found it for ourselves, and we decided to do this great program, and I'm excited. It's a revamped 2.0. It's gonna be interesting. I think it's gonna be really interesting, and I'm excited.
It's gonna be interesting. Interesting sounds like it's gonna be weird.
No, for me, interesting. When I say something is interesting for me, is like, I'm actually like really looking forward to meet the people and to see what unfolds.
Yeah.
You know,
it's gonna be good. This is our favorite program we run. It's the only program we run. But we were really excited about it.
Yeah.
So click that link. Jump on in, and if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to, you can DM me on Instagram at Joy Rossignol.
Or DM me.
That's true. But you probably DM me, because that's where the page is. And then you can email us at hello@joyandmathieu.com. It'll be all on the link.
Yeah.
So we're excited about it, and we cannot wait for those who are jumping in.
Yeah. Okay. So today we wanted to talk about something a little more specific. But I think it's something that shows up for a lot of people who struggle with relationship anxiety. Mm. It was actually something that was asked by one of the members of our community.
Yeah.
And basically the question was, how do you deal with guilt when you have like relationship anxiety? Mm. Because for that person, her anxiety was bringing a lot of guilt, because she was questioning about being with someone else potentially, and feeling guilty about that, or even just about thinking about being with someone else, or being maybe, I will even say like feeling guilty because you feel attracted to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And also feeling guilty because for a lot of people who have relationship anxiety, they might be with a partner who doesn't have that and who is sure. And so kind of like seeing that as a reflection of being like, oh, I'm not like that. And I feel guilty about it because I don't want to bring that to my partner. Like, I wish I was like my partner. And so you feel guilty about the fact that like, you're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, we guilt or shame, we put that in the same group. And I understand to like, I understand that you might be feeling that. I felt things like that whenever I had really relationship anxiety for those reasons of like, I didn't want to put that on her. I didn't want to make her feel like she wasn't chosen or I wasn't certain about her. Like, cause that's a terrible feeling. You know, you don't want anybody that you love to feel that way. Yeah. You want them to be sure that you actually love them. So I can understand why you would feel like that. Now, on the other side of the coin, even though I understand that you might feel guilty or ashamed or whatever, we both have really strong beliefs about shame and guilt, and we're like 100% against it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I think too, like there's a, when we have these thoughts that show up for us, we keep it inside because we're like, oh my gosh, like it feels like it goes against the nature of who we are, right? Like I want to be a good girlfriend. I want to be a good wife. I want to be a good partner. I want to be good, whatever. And the thoughts that I'm having feel contradictory to that value system of who I want to be. And then you feel a lot of shame about it and you feel a lot of guilt about it. And you're like, well, I can't tell my partner about it because that's going to really hurt them. And so I'm trying to have to keep it to myself. And then it gets bigger and bigger. And whenever it keeps happening, it just continues to feel like so much more weight is on your chest and so much weight is on like your heart of what like the thoughts that are coming up in your mind. And the thing is, the thoughts that show up for you, or what you say, you look at somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, they're attractive. It's like some of these things are so much bigger in our mind based off of like the anxiety we're already feeling. And I just like want to put this to like where we are super, super against shame and we're super, super against guilt because we know what it can do to you. We've experienced so much shame and guilt with different things that we've gone in our life and how it keeps you isolated. It keeps you stuck. It makes you feel small.
Yeah.
And it doesn't actually bring any fruit. It just destroys everything. It destroys everything and just makes you feel so alone. When in reality, I mean, hence the community we started, like even our Instagram page, you can see that you're not alone at all in the things that you're experiencing. And when we have these thoughts of, oh my gosh, I think this person's attractive. Oh my gosh, I'm a horrible person. Oh my gosh, like this is going to hurt my partner. How dare I think these thoughts? How dare these thoughts come up to me? Now I feel so bad. I feel so guilty. I feel all these things. And it just starts to make you feel like it increases your anxiety, mm-hmm. right? It actually makes your anxiety feel much, so much bigger because when shame and guilt and anxiety are mixed, it's literally the worst recipe of disaster.
Yeah. Yeah. To be honest, like if you're struggling with something, no matter what it is, like for me personally in the past, I've had this this struggle with pornography, and we've talked about that in the podcast a while ago. I had like obviously a lot of guilt and shame about it, but I realized at some point, actually, when I was in the process of healing and being free from pornography or addiction with pornography, that guilt and shame was, even though it feels legit and it feels like you're supposed to feel like that because you did something wrong.
Yeah.
And so the human beings in general, they have this subconscious belief, I guess, that they need to be punished whenever they do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And like putting on guilt and shame on you is what's going to bring a change or is what's going to transform you. And so I would feel guilty and ashamed a lot because of that addiction. And then I realized that actually the shame and guilt was just bringing me deeper and deeper into the addiction because it was just keeping me stuck in that place because I was coping with it. So it's like, oh, I need to feel better about myself. So I'm just going to give myself to that addiction. But all that to say, even with relationship anxiety, shame and guilt is just going to keep adding on to the anxiety. It's not going to bring any kind of transformation. You're not going to get better at loving your partner because you feel ashamed that you have anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually going to pull you away even more, because shame and guilt, that's all they do, is they just pull you away like anxiety does. It just pulls you away from loving the person you're with.
Right. And that's what they say that shame and guilt is like the worst motivator for change. Like it doesn't actually cause you to change. or doesn't cause you to actually make good steps. It just kind of keeps you stuck in the thoughts you're in and making you feel bad about yourself. When it really, like, shame makes you feel like, what does it say? Guilt says I did something bad. Shame says I am bad. And they both, like, they both kind of work hand in hand, depending on what the situation is. But we're not even really talking, and we can talk more specifically about, like, the thoughts that show up and all of that. But what we're really wanting to put in this episode is the fact that if you feel guilty and you feel shameful, okay, you feel like the thoughts you're having don't feel aligned with what you want. Awesome. Then we move forward. Like, you can feel bad about something and then move on. Like, we don't actually have to sit with it. You sitting in it longer doesn't mean that you're going to feel more remorse for something you've done or something that's come up for you.
Yeah.
It's just actually going to make it feel worse.
Yeah.
Like, you can forgive yourself for, like, you know, like, think that's not how I want to, that's not how I want to respond. That's not what, doesn't align with who I want to be. I know that. Now I'm going to take a step forward and move on.
Yeah.
And every part of us wants to sit with it and just actually process and really, like, make ourselves feel bad. Like, we want to punish ourselves in a sense longer to sit with it and make us feel so bad because we feel like we deserve it. Mm-hmm. When in reality, you don't deserve to feel, you don't deserve that. Like, no one deserves to feel like punished and, like, horrible for the things they've done. depending on what they've done. Let's just be honest. But when it comes to these thoughts that show up for you, especially in a thought, it's different if it's an action.
We're talking about anxiety.
We're talking about anxiety specifically. Anxious thoughts, these are thoughts that you've had. You haven't even done any action towards it, right? Yeah. You're sort of sitting with it and then feeling horrible for the thoughts that you've had when in reality, you didn't do anything.
Yeah. Obviously, we're saying some people did horrible things and they feel bad about it, then that's different. But obviously, even I would say, like, no matter what you think, or, like, if it's thoughts or if it's, like, something, a mistake you've done, because we all make mistakes. If a person wants to see any kind of change in the way they do things and they won't want to make those mistakes again, or they don't want to have those thoughts again, shame doesn't bring change. Yeah. Shame and guilt don't bring transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it might feel like that, or it might feel like a good, like you said, I think you said that earlier, like a motivator.
Mm-hmm.
So you said, it's actually the opposite. Like, if we're talking about relationship anxiety, if you actually want to see change, you need to know that you're able to change.
Mm.
And something that's really important is to forgive yourself. And just to be okay. I have those thoughts. I have relationship anxiety and I wasn't able to fully love the person I was with or I'm with currently. Well, shame might tell you, like, dang, like, look, come on, you can't be better. Like, shame actually doesn't believe in you. Mm-hmm. Guilt doesn't believe in you. But forgiveness does.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause when you forgive yourself, you're like, I made this mistake, but I will change.
Yeah.
And I'm able to change. And I will not define myself by that mistake or by those thoughts. That's not who I am. I'm better than that. And I can change.
Yeah.
Shame and guilt does the opposite. It's like, man, look at what we've done. It's terrible. You can never get it right.
Hmm.
You can't love your partner right. Like, it's always questioning you and making you doubt about yourself and making you feel miserable.
Yeah.
That's why we're shame and guilt when it comes to relationship anxiety, because relationship anxiety is already its own problem. But if you add shame and guilt in the mix, this is going to be a whole other problem and you need to take it away. You need to leave it behind. If you struggle with relationship anxiety, you need to be able to believe in yourself and believe that you can change and you can get better. And removing guilt and shame is part of that process.
Right. And knowing, being able to separate the thoughts from who you are.
Yeah.
Like, the more that you're able to realize that the thoughts that you have aren't you.
Yeah.
Right. It's actually the anxious thoughts that are, it's anxious voice that's driving it, that you're able to separate that. Like, there's a concept for therapy. It's called, like, narrative therapy. And the purpose of narrative therapy is to be able to help people see, like, what the problem is separate from you as an individual. So I, for example, I struggle with depression. It's not like I'm depressed. You know what I mean? Like, if you're able to kind of separate it from who you are, mm-hmm. you can see it as a way you can change it. And whenever you have the anxious voices driving these thoughts or causing you to doubt, or you start to feel more attracted, whatever, to something else, somebody else, you're able to be like, okay, this isn't me. This is actually not who I want to be. It's the anxiety that's driving these thoughts and it's driving these quote unquote behaviors. It's not me. And that means you actually have the power to change it when it's not so directly tied to who you are, because it isn't you. And that's okay. These are coming up. These thoughts are coming up, but we're able to actually change it. We are able to get freedom from it, but we can't allow these thoughts to like take over and have it be like, okay, well, this is who I am. I'm a horrible person.
Yeah.
I don't deserve to be in this relationship.
Yeah. Or even just saying that you're an anxious person, you know, just identifying yourself as an anxious person will not bring transformation about anxiety.
Yeah.
A lot of people obviously nowadays struggle with anxiety for a lot of different reasons. But like making anxiety your identity when it's just making you miserable is not going to help you. Like it's never going to help you. And that's what shame and guilt, that's what they do. They actually like label you as an anxious person.
Yeah.
And you can never get it right. You can never do better. You do the same thing over and over again. Like, you know, they're trying to attach that identity of anxiety to you when in reality, like, you are not defined by your anxiety. And that's something that we said before. You can change if you believe you can. If you believe you're powerful enough to change, and you will change, you will change. That's the difference between, that's from a book that we read before. And it's like the powerless people and powerful people. It's like powerless people, they just let themselves be defined by whatever's going on, by their mistakes. And they don't really believe in themselves. When powerful people, they do believe in themselves. And if they make a mistake, they apologize or whatever you want to, they're sorry. Yeah. But then they forgive themselves and they don't identify themselves with their mistakes. They're like, no, I made this mistake, but I can do better and I will do better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. I think that's kind of the gist of that too, because if you're able to not fall into the guilt shame cycle in your relationship, anxiety, it's going to allow you to feel a little bit more, like get a little bit more control in the situation. Cause you do, but right now it feels so hopeless because of all the mix. Anxiety already feels tormenting. Shame and guilt feels like destructive. You feel so isolated and alone and like frustrated and confused, and that kind of all mixed together. But if you're able to take away the guilt and shame part of it and just being like, okay, this isn't me. This isn't what I want to identify myself with. This is not something I want to connect to. I know I can change. I know I can get healing from this. Now what do I do? Right. That's already the place you want to be, because it's more proactive. Like, you're not just kind of letting things just like take you and feel like kind of, in a sense, be kind of a victim to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why doing things that are proactive in this process is going to be super, super helpful for you. When you already separate this shame and guilt cycle, and then being able to be, okay, now I have control over this. What do I do? Then you're actually looking for solutions and open to kind of being able to have that process for change. And I think that's huge. It's already a huge step to already take, that a lot of people aren't actually in that stage yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. You know, you have to stop being a victim to anxiety if you want to see a change. You know, it's, and that's with anything. You know, if you always believe that you're a victim to something, then you will stay stuck in that place. And if you attach yourself with anything that you're struggling with, you'll stay stuck rather than like being free, because you know you can be free. You know you can work towards freedom. And you can work towards change.
Yeah.
So bottom line, if you're feeling guilty or ashamed because you have relationship anxiety for any reason, you know, if it's like because you feel like your partner is sure and you're not, and that makes you feel guilty, or is because you feel like sometimes you might think that someone else is better, like whatever your anxiety is telling you, and is like pulling you away from your relationship, shame and guilt will not be ingredients for transformation.
Yeah.
And for freedom and for peace. Like, they won't bring any type of change to your situation. And even like, because I remember even when I had my addiction in the past, people were telling me, okay, think about how bad you're going to feel after you do that. And try to use that as like a motivation to change. And then you try, it's like, oh yeah, then after that, I feel so bad. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
But it's not, it doesn't matter what you feel after you do something. It actually is, what matters is what you feel before you do it, because it's that what you feel or what you think about before you do that thing is actually what's leading you to do that thing. So you need to address that.
Yeah.
Not address what happens after, because what happens after is irrelevant. It's not changing the cause of why you're thinking those things or doing those things.
Exactly. That never helps. And I hated that, because I would feel, it's like, I felt like I had to feel bad in order to feel like, to show,
I'm gonna be
to show changed. Anybody that I'm really like, really sorry for what I've done. It's like, okay, great. You should, okay. You don't want to do it anymore. Then move on. You know, like, great. You know what I mean? Like, take a step so you have to figure out how to not do those things. But it's so easy. It's part of the cycle. Like, we have to feel bad and we have to sit with it and like, I'll beat myself up about it for hours. And then I'm going to not do it anymore. I'm going to promise myself. And you make empty promises because you don't even know what started the process in the first place. You know? And so
beating yourself up, that's a good one, because that's really what people do whenever they, like dwell in their shame and their guilt is you're doing that because you're trying to beat yourself up because you think that's going to bring change. But it doesn't. Cause we've tried and it doesn't work. Only grace and forgiveness work. And believing in yourself, obviously, like that's the those are the most important things. That's faster, shorter episode, but I just wanted to talk about that because
we got the question.
When we saw that question, we were like, no, we can't have, relationship anxiety is already a problem itself. We can't have shame and guilt being added to that in the mix, because then we're talking about a lot more than just being free from relationship anxiety. We're also talking about being free from shame and guilt. And that's a thing in itself. So
for sure.
So
again, just kind of in a way of how to be proactive in this too, in your relationship anxiety, once we move past shame and guilt, again, group coaching, we'll put the link below. If it's something you're wanting and something you're interested in, join. We're not going to, because we know the value of the program. And so we know that if this is a fit for you, this is something you're going to want to do. And so I'll click the link. Sign up, whichever, there's three different payment plans. You can pick whichever one works best for you, but we're so excited to have whoever joins with us in our program. And if you've liked this episode, don't forget to write a review, rate it, subscribe on YouTube, write a comment, or on our podcast, Apple Podcasts, you can write a review as well. Share it with somebody, like it, and
that's it.
You
always seem to struggle with everything.
Well, there's like, you're adding on extra things with YouTube now. I don't know what to say.
I'm not adding on things, it's YouTube, so just put everything in the mix, you know, just say everything.
I feel like I did.
Yeah, but you're always trying to find, okay, what is the next verb?
Yeah,
and what is the next verb, and what is the next verb?
It's a lot. Anyway, do all the things we just said. We love you all, and we'll see y'all next week.
Thank you for watching, thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.